For more than a decade, federal education policies have pushed schools to get parents more involved so that their kids will do better academically. Well, in one Texas school district, that idea is taking a new form. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Houston Public Media's Laura Eisensee reports.
One by one, moms enter a classroom at Morales Elementary School in Pasadena, Texas, just a few miles southeast of Houston.
Hola, buenos días, pásale.
There's a pile of sugary Mexican pastries and a fresh pot of coffee brewing. These moms are here because they have big goals for their young children. Sara Prieto has two daughters. One's in fifth grade and the other's in third.
I want my daughters to go to college, not just stop at high school and work in McDonald's or Burger King. No, I want them to go to college and have a career. So I told myself, I'm going, because this is very important.
Prieto dropped out of high school in 10th grade. She returned to her native El Salvador, got pregnant, and never made it back to school. She's here to learn how she can help her daughters have a better education. But this isn't a class. It's a charla. That's the Spanish word for chat.
Like when you hang out with your friends here in America, you know, you invite them over on a Thursday night or a Friday night and you just hang out in the garage and you barbecue.
That's Hortensia Melchor. She's the parent coordinator and counselor on campus.
And it's just feeling of you're surrounded with people that you trust, people that are going to give you advice when you need it.
That advice includes how to make reading a daily habit, how to ask for help on campus, and how to plan early for college. The Charla program is something that the Pasadena Independent School District is trying out this year. Assistant Superintendent Gloria Gallego says families need more support. More than 80% of her students are Hispanic and from low-income homes.
When you have 85% of our district population that it's economically disadvantaged, they bring with them greater needs. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to break the cycle of poverty by working on both the parents and the kids.
But getting parents involved in school doesn't always pay off as expected. That's according to one researcher at the University of Texas at Austin. Keith Robinson looked at different ways parents get involved and what that meant for their kids.
The general notion that kids do better in school when their parents are involved does not stack up. We found that most forms of parental involvement yield no benefit to children's test scores or grades, regardless of their racial and ethnic background or socioeconomic status.
Robinson also found that traditional activities like attending PTA meetings didn't help. But he says a few things can make a difference.
The list of what consistently works is very short, and that would be expecting your child to go to college, regularly discussing activities that your child engages in at school, and requesting a particular teacher for your child.
Robinson says overall schools should help parents find creative ways to communicate the value of education to their kids. Back at Morales Elementary, moms are watching a video. It's about how to make a family education plan. Afterwards, they start chatting. Sara Prieto says that conversation really helps.
You get ideas, not necessarily from the video, but from the other moms. Examples of how they did it with their older kids, and how we, who have younger ones, can motivate them so that they advance in school.
Prieto is also showing her daughters how much education means to her. She just finished a GED course to finally earn her high school diploma. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Eisensee in Houston.